I'd like you to open your Bible to the book of Psalm. Psalm 1 and verse number 3. We have heard a lot of messages on Psalm 1. I myself have made several of them. And my outlines have been throughout the world, used by a lot of preachers. But tonight, I'll be referring to one verse alone, and from there we're going to learn many things tonight, as God would lead us. I'd like us to stand together and just say this verse all together aloud. Do we have the verse on the screen? Put it there. Ready? Go. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Do you believe in that? Okay. Heavenly Father, bless your word now, Lord. Help us to understand through your Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, I'm going to preach to you on the secret of growth. And when I tell it to you tonight, it's no longer a secret, isn't it? It becomes an open secret. But, maybe your first time to hear a message like this, I thank God for the opportunity that I've been, resting for a lot of times, and God has given me a lot of messages in my heart, and I praise God for that. All of the messages I'm giving you right now are all original messages that God gave me in those times that I'm in tune with the Lord. Okay, the secret of growth. I promise you that I'm going to show you some pictures of the works that we have. And next week, if we have the time, we're going to take pictures of our missions. And so you could be able to see that. But in 1975, September, the MBBC church was started. The first MBBC work was started. And from a dilapidated rented apartment that turned into a 5-story edifice, MBBC has branched out into congregations in Metro Manila, suburbs, and nearby provinces. While a lot of churches would be more satisfied with adopting the Western style promotion of a bus ministry, we did not adopt that. I used to for the children. We still have that for the kids. Like one church in the States using about 300 buses to bus in people. To have a big, big thing. I remember what my father said, that if you'd like to catch a lot of fish in the ocean, you just don't throw in a big net. You throw in several nets in different parts of the ocean. And you can be assured to catch a lot of fish. And that was what the MBBC congregations came about. When our auditorium becomes full into capacity, we get all of those living together in one place and put up a congregation for them. So they can worship God, not only worship God in that place, but they can evangelize the place for the Lord. And the firstborn of all those congregations is the MBBC Cavite that was born in May of 1981. We have transferred to many places in Cavite. We have had a lot of preachers there. But the secret thing is, even if you have a lot of preachers, when there is a very consistent, strong pastor in it, the work continues on. It grows. As you can see, the crowd in our Cavite congregation, as you now see a permanent building for them, and here's a permanent building for them, and hopefully in the next 2 years, we'll be able to buy the property for our people in Cavite before the expiration of the contract would come. The next would be the MBBC Valenzuela. And the MBBC Valenzuela passed through a lot of problems. I guess when the pastor, you know, is not able to really visit it so many times, the devil comes in and disturb God's people. But despite of that, the MBBC Valenzuela continues on. In fact, for all of those years, it has been there. The MBBC Valenzuela has been split 3 times already. So there are 3 works in Valenzuela out of the MBBC Valenzuela. But they're there. And as I told you, that the MBBC is not a big aquarium that proselyte people. We are a big production company. We manufacture people. And we distribute them in different areas in the whole country. That's what we do. I would rather be a manufacturing firm than a proselyter of people. Amen? I would rather produce more people than try to get those who are in church already. And we have always followed that principle. The next is the MBBC Angeles City. Now, I inherited this place. And this building is situated in the prime property near the Friendship Gate of the Clark Development Corporation. That property is about 3,000 square meters. If I have to sell it today, that property would cost around $20,000 per square meter. If I sell it, I'd be rich, isn't it? That'd be about $60 million. You see? But I chose not to. Development in that area is going on, and soon that will be a premier city because of Clark. We have a big building there. But in 1991, was destroyed by the Lahar out of Mount Pinatubo. Yet we're able to renovate the first story, and again it's being used, and it can even get about 500 people inside that auditorium we have. As you can see, the ruins, we call it the MBBC ruins. Okay? As you can see there, beside that ruins is a 4-story educational building. Big rooms. They're full of, facilities there. And if truly our people there in Angeles would work hard, they have a lot of facilities to use. And I guess they're getting spoiled because they're not paying anything. When I got that, of course, I haven't paid a lot of money on that, but you know, that was actually given and sold to me. I paid that the first years that I took it. You can see the inside auditorium there. And we have decided, inside ko na, gawin nating MBBC camp, BMA camp, ang lugar na yan para malapit sa Maynila. Unti-unti nating nilalagyan ang mga sports facilities. Unti-unti tayo naglalagay na lahat ng dapat nilagay dyan. Later on, we're gonna put up dormitories. We're gonna build a swimming pool there. And all kinds. Meron na tayong basketball court and volleyball court. And we are going to finish that. I don't know when, but we will. And we'll be able to spend millions on that, but that's okay. Amen? And any of those angles people who don't want to work with us, stay out. I don't want you in. Alright? Because I will renovate the whole thing and make it a monument of God's grace in Angeles City. And later on, they'll be used by a lot of churches. I'm thinking about 3 to 5 years of development. At later on, pag gawang-gawa na yan, we're going to have an air-conditioned auditorium. We're going to air-condition the whole building there for the career people we have. And that will be used by churches all throughout the year for camps and retreats, even by companies who'd like to use it. Because we're going to put there all kinds of facilities, even companies will use it. You see, that is my dream. And by the way, almost all my dreams come to pass anyway. Alright? That's the MBBC Angeles. I would wish they had put more pictures in there. And we have the MBBC Novaliches. The MBBC Novaliches was started by a man, Brother George Mangaron, and God used me to send him to the work. And he was sent out and started the work there in Novaliches, and fortunately he died. He's now in heaven. Always to say, unfortunately he died, isn't it? But to the Christians, it's not unfortunate people die. It's fortunate because we go to heaven, isn't it? There's Novaliches now. If you haven't been in the place, I'm giving you the picture now. They have a beautiful auditorium there, as you can see. Almost like the main church. We have a more than 800 square meters of property over there. We're trying to build a 3-story building at the back of it. And I told our people there in the villages, if you fill up the auditorium with people, I'm going to add a wing on the side of that. If you don't fill it up, I'm not going to do any building. You know, during Spurgeon's time, it was not Spurgeon who built a building for his own people. It was his people who built a building for Spurgeon. Pero kinakailangan, baliktarin natin to. Nagpagawa na ako ng mga building para sa inyo. I think it's time for you to build a building for me. To be able to preach to a greater number of people. They might hear the word of God more. That is MBBC, Novaliches. So we are renting a place at MBBC Imus. As you can see, our work in Imus, Cavite. We are renting the place. And we have an ugly young man who is our preacher there now. But he's doing his best. And that makes him good looking. You know? The MBBC Imus. You can see how they took nice pictures of the crowd there. And some of our professionals are there. And they're faithfully serving the Lord. We praise God for that. We have the MBBC Dinalupihan. It's the next. Brother Van Alurin. Who used to have a big temper. The Lord is trying to, you know, subdue that temper. And you know, God can use that temper to good use. Make it positive. And He's using it now because for the first time, Kalupihan is growing. It's back in growth. Just imagine a Visayan from Surigao ministering to Kapampangan in the Kalupihan. I do not know how they understand each other, but they do. And they are using a rented place there. And I was told that in front of that rented place we have, they're selling the property. And I would like you to talk to the owner of the property and tell me how much. Maybe we can buy it for a peso or two. And the latest is C5. MBBC C5. Soon to be the largest work in Taguig. We have adopted this work 2 years ago, and they already have that building built, and their property is, how big is it? 600 square meters of property. Of course, you know that part of that got burned. But now they are building a bigger building. Amen? Perhaps that would sit around how many? 600 people. How about that? They're building a building here slowly but surely. As the money comes in, and members, our members in C5, I want the money to come in. Amen? I want that money to come in. Don't withhold that. Remember, hoarding is a crime. According to our laws, in the book of Proverbs, hoarding is sin. Do you realize that? Don't hoard God's resources. Alam niyo yung aking sinabi sa inyo? God wants to bless us that we can be a blessing. God is not blessing us to keep those blessings. If we keep that blessing, then He will not bless us anymore. Yan ang problema ng ilang mga Kristiyano. They will ask the Lord, Lord, bless me. Pag pinagpala sa ng Panginoon, kanilang itatago yung blessing na yan. Akin to. Mayabang na, akin to. Mayabang na, they will not give anymore. And they will just spend it on their own. Kulang pa nga sa akin to eh. Napakabastos. Kulang pa raw sa kanya to. You know that? Ano kaya magkasakit ka? Eh talaga magkukulang sa iyo yan. Am I right? Now, MBBM C5 soon to be organized into a church. Alright? We are praying for them that they'll be able to build that building. We're going to rejoice over that. Amen? Amen. They're reaching people. Of course, the latest addition to our adopted ministries is a church in General Trias. And we are now training the preacher there so that God can use him and the whole family in the work of the Lord in General Trias. Alright. Now, let me go to my message tonight. The secret of growth. I gave you an example in Psalm 13 on the tree, isn't it? The tree is an example of growth. I would like to use that. And I want to define the word growth with that. What is growth? Growth is the process. So you see, growth is not done overnight. It is a process. It is a development. Alright? Growth is the process by which a plant, and I'm using how a tree would grow, by which a plant increases in the number and size of leaves and stems. The growth of both plants and animals requires energy. Energy. And later on I'm going to tell you where they get that energy. And you'll be able to realize how that God has actually has actually created the plants and the trees to be able to show us how we could be able to picture the growth of a Christian. That's why the symbol of growth to a Christian is a tree. And ye shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And that is the meaning of growth as far as plants and trees are concerned. Now, many of you who went to college and studied some sciences, especially botany, for example, know that plants get their energy from the sun through what we term as photosynthesis. Alright? Photosynthesis. I will actually define to you what's that later on. But photosynthesis, as I would look at that in the light of the scriptures, in the same light, the believers get their energy and strength from whom? The Son of Righteousness. And the Son of Righteousness is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. You want to grow? You better get energy from the Son of Righteousness. Alright? You want to grow greater? You want to develop into a mature Christian? Gusto niyo maging isang mature na Kristiyano na pagpapalain niya? You better get that energy and strength only from the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you ever forget that. Malachi chapter 4 and verse number 2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." The Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Do you know the meaning of the word photosynthesis? It literally means to put together with light. To put together with light. The Bible says we are the lights of the world. And we ought not to cover that light and put it under a bushel. But let that light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify who? The Father. Glorify the Father who is in heaven. So you see how even science, the work of God in this world, defined today by science, go along with the Word of God. Go along with picturing who a Christian is. Now, let's go back to the plants and trees. Do you know how they produce food? To produce food for itself, a plant requires energy from three things. First of all, it requires energy from sunlight. We have the song, "Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way." Alright? It requires energy from sunlight. Now you try, and I think in botany, even biology, we tested putting the plant inside a dark room. Diba? Nung high school kayo, alright? Tinest ninyo, naglagay kayo ng plant doon sa dark room. Tapos yung isa doon sa under the sun. What do you find after a week? Huh? Yung plant na nasa dark room, pale. Am I right? Malapit ng malanta. Because that plant gets energy from the sun. Okay. Number two, it gets energy from the carbon dioxide from the air. Yung ating binubuga, that's carbon dioxide. You know? But look, when the carbon dioxide is absorbed by those plants and those trees, Do you know what they, do you know how it turns to us? It turns to us what? Oxygen that gives back the energy. Amen? See, we give to that plant all our carbon dioxide, and that plant takes the carbon dioxide and transforms that to oxygen that gives us energy. It's just like giving all our sins to God and asking for His forgiveness, so that even our own weakness, He can use us. Amen? Carbon dioxide to a Christian is our own human weakness. We are weak without the Lord. That's the reason why Apostle Paul said, pinagipin niya sa Panginoon, Lord, I have prayed to you 3 times, but you seem not to answer me, and you know, I want this messenger of Satan who is buffeting me to leave my body. Ang tawag niya sa kanyang mga sakit, messenger of Satan. And the Apostle Paul said, it has been buffeting me, Lord, and please take it away. But you know God's answer? And God's answer is, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength, listen, for my strength is made what? Is made perfect in weakness. Now look at carbon dioxide helping that plant to put up energy. My strength is made perfect in weakness. When you know that you're weak, you don't complain about your weakness, you give it to God, and God gives the grace. Amen. See, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, thirdly, what do we find? We also find that plants and trees require energy from sunlight, from carbon dioxide in the air, and from water from the soil. Water from the soil. Now later on you're going to know about water here, as I explained that to you. But these 3 things are very, very important in providing energy. Water provides energy. And I think you know how turbines are run by water. Generators are run by water. You have those dams up in the north. Those dams transform electricity. Alright? They're run by water. See, even in plants and trees. Alright, now look. If any of these 3 ingredients are lacking, if any of these 3 ingredients is lacking, photosynthesis, or what we term as food production, stops. Stops right there. Walang makuhang sunlight and tree. Walang makuhang carbon dioxide and tree, walang makuhang water and tree, it will stop. It will not bear fruits. It will not grow. See, alam nyo, kaya ako sinasabi sa inyo to, kasi, ang alam lamang natin yung nakikita natin eh. Diba? Nakikita natin yung tree, tumataas, yung puno, namumunga, pero hindi natin alam ang dahilan. Am I right? How many percent of people actually know what photosynthesis is? If I asked you, you don't know. But we eat the fruit produced by that. Am I right? We get blessed by those trees produced by that. We know. We don't know. That's why Christians should know how to have the secret of growth in their own lives. If any factor is removed, any of those 3 things is removed for a long period of time, the plant will die. The plant will die. Now look here. From tiny seeds to fragile seedlings. And I think if you have watched those seeds to grow, from seeds to fragile seedlings, and then to strong trees. That is the picture of a believer. The picture of a church. Because the church is not the building. The church is a group of believers in a place where God wants them to serve Him. See? From seedlings to fragile plants to sturdy trees. Now, let me go now to the secret of growth among Christians. I already told you about the secret of growth among trees, isn't it? Alam nyo na yan. Alright. Now you can go back to your school. Kayong mga high schoolers. And you can teach your teachers. Number one. A tree must be planted to grow. I'd like you to understand these words. A tree must be planted to grow. Have you ever seen a tree that's not planted and grew? Pero nakakita na ba kayo? Meron ba na kayo invento ng science? Meron bang magaling scientist dito na nakakita ng puno na lumago, naging malaking puno na hindi tanin? Ah? Suspend dito sa ere? Doon sa air. Ito ba yung puno? Ang laki oh. Banyan tree pa yan. Ha? Ano yung banyan tree? Balite tree. Di ba yung mga banyan tree, maraming mga ugat yan, maraming mga sangra may lit, laking yan. Nakakatakot yun, kaya balite drive ang tawag dun sa ano. Kayong city, di ba? Akita ka ng balite drive sa kayong city, walang balite. Anyway, so, nakakita na ba kayo ng punong tumubo at lumaki na hindi tananim? Wala. Do you know why? Because it is a must that a tree must be planted. A tree must be planted to what? To grow. Just like a Christian must be planted to grow. A Christian must be planted to grow. And where are you supposed to be planted, Christians? In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 25, the Lord Jesus Christ gave us an illustration of a foundation. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon what? The sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now there are two kinds of foundations. There are two kinds of ground in which you can be planted. Alright? You can be planted on sand, folks. And when you are planted on sand, your faith will waver. Have you sinabi sa book of Psalms? Huh? Ang sabi nun sa book of Psalms, when you faint in the midst of adversity, ang sabi, it's because your faith is small. Kapag nagkikwit ka sa gitna ng lahat ng trials ng buhay, kapag hindi ka nanatili, at nakakaawa yung mga Kristiyano, mga members ng church na ito for some time, hindi nag-i-stay. Bakit? Because their faith is what? Small. Nakakaawa. When you think that Christians who have been there for a long time ought to be mature in the faith, diba? Ought to have weathered the storm so many times.
Oo. Hindi. Nakakita ka ng malaking puno, mga kapatid. Malaking puno. Napakataas sa puno. Napunta ako sa Redwood Forest sa California. Hindi yun yung tirhan ni, ano ha? Ni, sino yan? Ni Robin Hood. Hindi. Redwood. Ano yung mga redwood na 200 years old na? Ang lalaking redwood, ang tataas niyan. Look, kahit na gaano kalaki ng punong yan, okay, palakulin mo yan, saktan mo yan, akyatin mo yan, kunin mo ang bunga niyan, kahit na wala ang karapatan, batuhin mo yan, lahat na. Alam nyo, yung puno, puno pa rin. Na matino. At malakas. Am I right? Wala kang nakitang puno na nalanta sapagkat inakyat siya. Puno na nalanta sapagkat binato ang kanyang mga bunga. Ang sabi ng puno, pambira ka, binabuto mo lang ako. Hindi naman magkakabunga. Ganyan ang Kristiyano na napakadali mo open. Kaya nga mayroong parable eh. Mayroong parable eh, yung seed. Tinanim doon sa four grounds eh, di ba? Four kinds of grounds. Na kapag dumating yung mga pagsubok, dumating yung mga bagay-bagay na kihihiyan, ano mangyayari? Ha? They get offended. Kaya naman, hindi lang ng karamihan, kaya wala sa church eh. Dalawang bagay lang, kaya wala ka sa church eh. Either you're offended, ha? Or you're immoral. Dalawa lang yan eh. Ay, hindi muna ako mag-attend dahil napahiya ako eh. Yung napahiya ka, that's pride. Mayabang ka eh. Hindi mo talaga kumalian mo eh. Because kung talagang ikaw, humble, you're going to accept your own mistakes and you'll go to the other and say, oh God, forgive me. And I'm going to stand up and be faithful. Tama ho ba ako? Tama ang Bible, di ba? Ayan ang nakakalungkot dyan. Yung mga Kristiyano, tumatandang Kristiyano, walang pinakatandaan. Pero alam nila yan na sinabi ko na yan sa inyo, mga kapatid, habang ikaw ay tumatandang Kristiyano, lalong dumadami ang pagsubok ng buhay. Ay kung iniisip mo na kapag ikaw ay tumatandang Kristiyano, nawawala yung pagsubok, you're wrong. Mas dumadami yan. Mas dumadami yung responsibility mo, mas kailangan mo ng pananampalataya. Mas dumadami ang pagsubok, mas kailangan mo ang biyaya ng Diyos. At habang ikaw lumalagot at tumataas, tumitingkat at tumatanda, tinanin mo yung ito, lahat tayo ay makakaranas sa mas malaking pagsubok kaysa ng mga bata pa tayo. Ilan ang mga bagyo ang pinagdaanan ng mga puno, for example? Nakakita ka ng puno dyan na 50 years old o 100 years old. Palagay nyo, ang punong 50 years old, ilang daan na kayang bagyo ang pinadaanan niyan? Ha? Kaya nga, pumangit na yung kaanyuan niya, eh, di ba? Kaya nga nanguluntoy na eh. Pero alam nyo, ang punong talagang strong at namumunga, kahit na pangit ang panlabas na kaanyuan, maganda pa rin ang kanyang kabuuan. Ganyan dapat ang Kristiyano. Di ba? That is what a Christian ought to be. Saan dependent yan, mga kapatid? Dependent yan sa foundation mo eh. Dependent sa foundation mo. Pag yung foundation mo sa buhangin, napakadaling ma-was out yan ng tubig. Di ba? Oh. Mamaya wala na yan. Pag dumating ang bagyo at ulan at baha, asan ka? Wala na. Tapos ka na. Yun ang sinasabi natin palagi na ang lahat ng mga bagay na hindi ayon sa Diyos ay gawa sa buhangin. Alright? Katulad ng kapag na binabatay mo ang iyong kaligtasan sa mabuting gawa, gawa sa buhangin yan. Binabatay mo ang kaligtasan mo sa simbahan o sa baptism. You're relying your faith on good works or the commandments or the church or what you can do. Those are the foundation of sand, it will not last long. And it will destroy you later on. Now the Bible says, when you build your foundation on the rock, you're strong. And to the Christian, the rock is none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. Siya ang rock ng ating foundation. Di ba? Oo nga eh. Kaya sabi ko, alam mo, sa amin, kumakanta kami ng rock music eh. Oo? Fundamental church kayo, kumakanta kayo ng rock music? Yes. Ano yun? The solid rock. The rock of ages. The rock that is higher than I. Yun ang aming rock music. Do you know why? Because Jesus is my rock. He is the rock of my salvation. And I could not be swayed. A tree or a man must be planted to grow. A Christian, a person must be planted on the rock to grow. I'm not going to judge you here because you ought to be the judge to yourself. But if you're not growing as a Christian, growing in grace, in the knowledge of God's Word, you better sit down and judge your own life because you might not be planted in the rock of Jesus Christ. Number two, a tree must die to bear fruits. Secret of growth ba yan? Oh yes. A tree must die to what? To bear fruits. John 12:24. Ano nakalagay sa John 12:24? Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, look at that. If it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. You've got to die. 1 Corinthians 15:31. Tama yung protest. Is that the right word? Look at that. I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then it says, I die daily. Now, mga batid, saan tayo dapat namamatay araw-araw? I die to sin. I die to self. I die to selflessness. I die to all forms of pride. I die to suspicion. I die to hatred. I die to those things that will not make me grow. I die daily. It is a must that we die daily that we will bear much fruits. Alam niyo ang isang bagay to you, career people, listen. The word die can mean humility. You take away all forms of pride and be humble. And when you begin to see God's blessings upon you, the more humble you ought to be. The more you ought to rejoice God for that. And the more you ought to return what God gave you to Him. Nakita ko sa buhay ko na lalong pinagpapalang ako ng Panginoon sa lahat ng bagay, hindi lamang sa pera, sa posisyon, sa influence. I am now the only evangelical pastor in this country who is closest to the presidency. I am now considered as the leader of the evangelicals in the whole country. But what do I do to be a leader? Maglalagay na ako ng abito? Ha? Maglalagay na ba ako ng abito rito? At mayabang na ako? Ha? that was pious? No. The more humble you are, the more fruits you have. Pwede na akong magyabang sa mga tao. Halos araw-araw, kausap ko ang Pangulo ng Pilipinas. At walang sino mang pastor dito sa Pilipinas na gano'n ang kanyang kalagayan. Pero dahil lang ba sa Pangulo ng Pilipinas ay kausap ko at nakakagmunta ako ng Malacanang and everything like this, nakapag-usapan ko siya, mayabang na ako na ayaw ko nang kausapin yung mga maliliit. Kasi I'm already an executive at naka-Amerikana na ako. Diba? Things like this, noon naman, tinuruan din ako magburka, magkurbata. Diba? Tinuruan din naman ako magdamit. Am I right? Should I be proud? Let me ask you here. You are now going up in your career. What would be the extent in your career that has given you the right to be proud? None. I don't care how prosperous your life will be. I'm not the wealthiest congressman in this country. But I drive a nice car just like those who are wealthiest. I might have a small house. I might have all the things that these big people have. But you know what I praise God for? I have the Lord. And He is the only one I need. A tree must die to bear fruits. Don't you ever forget, yung John 12:24, ang unang-unang picture niya ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Kung pag-aaralan ninyo yung John 12:24, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. That is the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Alam niyo, ang isang kayabangan ng Kristiyano na lumalaki na ang ulot sapagkat pinapayaman siya, pinagpapala, he cannot anymore be a servant. He cannot clean the church anymore. He cannot even, hold a broom. Proof. Doktor ako, aba. Ba't mo ko papawakin ng broom? Engineer na ako, Graduate na ako dyan. Hanggat hindi tayo namamatay, hindi tayo graduate sa lahat ng mga paglilingkod kay Kristo. Pag pinahawak kita na walis, tingting, hawakan mo yan. Wala akong pakialam kung ano pang iyong posisyon sa buhay. Sapagkahit na congressman ako, mga kapatid, humahawak pa rin ako ng walis tingting. Hindi na ako naglalaba kasi meron na akong konting pera, pwede na akong bayan ng tagalaba. Kasi kaya iniisip ko, bakit ako maglalaba? Pag ako ang naglaba ng damit ko, napaka-cruel ko. Samantala, I can give employment to somebody else. Am I right? Kaya kayo may mga pera, antipit ninyo, mga kuripot kayo. Magbayad kayo, you give employment to some people. Naunawaan niyo ba ako? May pera ka, nagpa-plan siya ka pa ng damit mo. Bigay mo yan sa iba para iba na mamakaw ng trabaho. But you know, when you begin to reach a level in which you think you are now exempt from those lowly services, you have become proud.
A tree must die to bear fruit. I die to self. I die to sin. I die to pride. I die to selfishness. I die to those things that will not make me bear fruits. I die daily. Oftentimes, I would tell all the pastors coming here in conferences we have, and oftentimes I would tell them that here in our church, we do not identify members on their position, on their educational background, and on the salary they're getting. Because before God, we are all at the same footing. Nobody is given a special chair to those I think is the best giver in this church. In fact, the nearer that you become to your pastor, the better it is for me to slap your face. Because if you're far, I cannot. Am I right? So those of you who are afraid to get disciplined, be far from me. And I'm going to tell you right now, those who have been far from me have never been disciplined in this church. They don't want to. See? A tree must die to bear fruits. Alam niyo ba na believe ako sa humility ni Peter. Si Peter, napakalaking tao niyan. Hindi naman mahirap yan, mayaman yan eh. Napakalaking tao niyan. Napakadagal ng Kristiyano niyan. Pero merong bagong missionary na ang sabi, I withstood Peter to the face. Pinagudulo ni Apostle Paul yan, si Peter. Kung mali ka eh. Mali ang ginawa mo eh. Sa loob-loob ni Peter, ano kaya batukan ko ito? Ang laki kong tao, ginaganyan mo ko. But you know what? Peter accepted that. He accepted that rebuke. Why? Because he did not learn in his own life to be proud. He learned to be humble. We must die to self. Ano yung mga bagay-bagay na dapat namatay tayo? Number three. A tree must be planted by the rivers of water. Sabi sa Psalm 1:3, di ba? A tree must be planted by the rivers of water. Water is a symbol of two things in the Word of God. First of all, water is always the symbol of the Word of God. John 15, verse number 4. You are cleansed by the Word. Water is always the symbol of the Word of God for our what? For our cleansing. That's why when you read the Word daily, it means you want to be cleansed daily. Hey, come on. Understand me? When you read God's Word daily, it means you want to be cleansed daily. When you don't read God's Word, it means you don't want to be cleansed. That's why in our church, meron tayong Bible reading program araw-araw, meron tayong memory verse, meron tayong memory chapter. Para ano? Para palagi tayong malinis. Hello? Kung yung sabihin sa akin dito na, ako hindi ako masyado nag-a-attend ng church pero nagbabasa ako ng Bible, that is the greatest hypocritical words I ever heard. Hindi rin siya nag-a-attend ng church, pero nagbabasa siya ng Bible. Wala kang pinagkaiba sa Mormon, wala kang pinagkaiba sa bayan ng Katoliko, wala kang pinagkaiba sa Iglesia. Kasi,
kapag nagbabasa ka ng Bible araw-araw, magiging faithful ka eh. Kakausabi ka ng Panginoon eh. At makikita mo ang pangangailangan mo ng salita ng Diyos eh. Hindi ko alam na kailangan ko pala ang salita ng Diyos araw-araw sa aking buhay. That's for cleansing. Akala niyo ba, kaya kung kayo pinabasa ng salita ng Diyos, parang magbasa lang kayo at mag-memorize ng scriptures? No. The Word of God is like water that cleanses us. Ano ba? Water is always the symbol of the Holy Spirit. For what? For power. As I've said, that one of the major sources of energy is what? Water. Ang dahilan kung bakit ang Holy Spirit ay tinawag na water sa scriptures, why? Because the Holy Spirit gives us the power. At dapat lahat ng Kristiyano dependent sa Holy Spirit araw-araw. Sa mga decisions natin, hey, I don't care what decisions you make every day, ha? Whether it be a decision to change your clothes, and I have to change my clothes, na, because, you know, my children, when they look at me, they will say, Pa, bakit beige ang suit mo? Nawala na raw yung bottom ko at lawlaw na yung aking pantalon at ang luwag-luwag na. Sabi ko, bale, malapit na ako mag-birthday eh. Magpagawa na ako ng mga bagong damit. Paminigay ko na sa mga dambuhala yung mga damit ko. Nangihinayang ako eh. Kasi ang ganda-ganda pa ng mga, ang mamahal pa ng mga telang yun. Alam mo, may ugali ang mga ibang inchi. Ang mga Chinese, hindi binibigay pinaglumaan. Ang lolo ko Chinese eh. Meron siyang sastre doon sa Soler. Ang dami niyang makina eh. Yung lola ko, na Pilipina, sabi niya, oy, yung mga hindi na tinutubos, di ba maraming hindi tinutubos na mga damit, pamigay na natin yan sa mga nangangailangan. Sabi nung lolo ko, ah, wak kalaw ya, wak kalaw, ha? Hinimigay ya, hinimigay. Hayaan mulok ya, hayaan mulok. Pambira. Na naisip pa niyang mabulok yung mga damit niya na bago kaysa ibigay. Pagka minsan gusto kong gawin yun eh, nangihinayang ba akong, mahal to Panginoon eh, ang isang yarda niyan eh, 2,000 piso. Ang isang yarda, meron akong damit mga kapatid, ang isang yarda eh, 5,000 pesos eh. Tapos pamimigay ko lang. Bira, sabi ng misis ko, eh, maluwag na yung Amerikano mo, yung aking blazer na kulay na light blue. Ma, alam mo ba kung magkano ito? Siruti ito, siruti. Hindi siruti ha, ruti. Siruti, C-E-R-R-U-T-I. Siruti, alam niyo ba yung magkano yung siruti? This is 75,000 pesos, just the blazer. Nabigay sa akin yun. Praise God for that. Meron tayong mga member na binibigay lang 75,000 sa pastor nila. Oh, pero kahit kailan, nila ibigay sa mga asawa nila yan. Sa pastor, ibigay nila sa pastor yan. Tapos, meron pa ako hindi sinusuot eh. Kasabay ng siruti ko. Alam mo yung anong attack? Hermenegildo Senya, the whole suit, it is an Hermenegildo Senya. Do you know how much that yung whole suit na yan? It's more than 250,000. Hindi ko na maisusuot to. Ano bibigay ko kay Alim Belwa? Hermenegildo Senya. Ah, kapatid, ipipresent ko ngayon si Alin, mamaya si Alin Belwa para humingi ng tawad sa atin. Alam niyo bakit? Nakapatay po ng aso. Nakasagasa ng aso. Alam niyo ba sa akin, mga aso may kaluluwa yan. Dalawa lang po ang hayop na may kaluluwa. aso, saka kabayo. Ano ba? Kabayo ang nagdala. Kay Elijah eh. Sa langit. Kaya sabi ko, may mga kaluluwa siguro itong mga kabayong to, di ba? Eh, nung araw, mga kapatid, sa Cavite, may naneho. Sariwain po ito na nakaraan. May naneho niya yung jeep, hindi marunong magmaneho. Nabangga yung poste. Tumumba yung poste. May tinamaang matanda, patay. Ngayon namang aso. Sabi ko sa kanya kanina, Alin, mamatay tao ka na. Mamatay aso ka pa. Alam mo, huwag kang papakita sa mga aso ko, ha? Tapos, nung sinagasaan yung aso, alam niyo yung tawag niya sa aso? Kaldereta. Apa, terrible. Asusena? Let's go back to clothes, alright? Malapit na akong magpalit ng damit, you know? Naiinsulto na ako kasi malapit na akong ma-offend dito, eh. Yeah. Nakakumod daw ako. Nalubog ako ng anak kong si Princess, sabi, pa, baka nakakurtina. We need the Holy Spirit for power every day. We cannot live without the Holy Spirit. We cannot live right without the Holy Spirit. We cannot understand the Word without the Holy Spirit. We must be dependent upon the Holy Spirit every hour of our lives. A tree must be planted by the rivers of water. And number four, a tree is expected to bear fruits. A tree is expected to bear fruits. And you know what the Bible says? Sabi dun sa Psalm 1:3, if it is fruitful, God will prosper it. Nasayan niyo uli yung Psalm 1:3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what? Shall prosper. If the tree is fruitful, God will prosper it. Now, anong ginagawa ng Panginoon kung unfruitful yan? If it is unfruitful, it is severed from the tree. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse number 6. At naway, hindi mangyari naman to sa atin. Diba? John 15:6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Na hindi impyerno yung fire na yan. Pag hindi ka namumunga bilang isang Kristiyano, hindi ka ginagamit ng Panginoon when you are expected to bear fruits, tatanggalin ng Panginoon yung branch mong yan sa puno at hindi ka nagagamitin kahit kailan. Magmakaawa ka pa sa Kanya, He's not going to use you anymore. He will cast you out and He is going to burn every rewards that you have. God will cast them into the fire. Kaya makikita nyo, ang daming Kristiyanong hindi ginagamit ng Diyos. Nag-a-attend lang dyan, nung araw ginagamit sila, nung araw they're fruitful. But there are so many Christians now, they're attending, sitting down, not being used. Nakakalungkot. Napakaraming churches na napakaraming Kristiyanong ganyan. They're not being used anymore. Yan ba ang nais natin na mangyari sa ating mga buhay? Ha? Unang-una, a tree must be planted to grow. Number two, a tree must die to bear fruits. Number three, a tree must be planted by the rivers of water. And number four, a tree is expected to bear fruits. The Lord wants us to be a fruitful tree. Minsan, naglalakad siya kasama ng mga apostles. Habang sa kanila paglalakad, nakakita ang Panginoon ay isang fig tree na walang bunga. Am I right? Fig tree na walang bunga. Huminto ang Panginoon. What did he do to the fig tree? He cursed it. Sinumpa niya ang fig tree, mga kapatid. At mula ng araw na yan, nang sinumpa ng Panginoon yung fig tree, hindi na yan ang bunga kahit kailan. Natuyo ang mga dahon, natuyo ang buong buhay niya. Ganon din ang buhay ng Kristiyano pag dinuhumungan. And there will come a time, after so many invitations, after so many preachings, after so many summons, after so many pleadings, still, you don't want to listen to God. One day, God will look at you and He will say, you will not bear fruits anymore. Until your dying day, I will not use you anymore. And that will be the most tragic thing that a Christian can ever have an experience. The Lord wants us to be a fruitful tree. And He has made everything available for us to be one. Everything available for us to be one. Binigay niya ang lahat sa atin for us to become one. Now I want to challenge you tonight. Let us become fruitful trees that when others would see us, they will rejoice and they will glorify God. In a big house, marami ka makikitang bagay dyan. And some of those things that you see are not being used anymore. An old piano, an old table, mga dekorasyon yan, painting, a lot of decorations on the wall. They're just there. Are they being used? No. They're just decorations. At sapagkat dekorasyon, araw-araw, maludumihan. Araw-araw ako ng agiw na nagagamba. Hindi nagagamit. Ang question ko sa inyo ito, ganun din ba ang gusto nyo mangyari sa buhay nyo? Sa inyong church. Decorations. I want to challenge you tonight. Let us pray to God to make us fruitful. Get planted in the right foundation. Die to self. And not only dying to self, but be planted by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. And then expect God to bear fruits in the tree. I guarantee you, you will rejoice that you're a Christian. Ang daming Kristiyano ngayon, they're not rejoicing anymore, they're Christians. No longer. Many are living a miserable life. The Lord does not want that to happen to you. Because God wants to use you.
That's the secret of growth. Now you know it. What do you want to do with it? Let's all stand together.